This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
You know, sometimes I'm really surprised by how much some of these media folks will go, the lengths they'll go to try to, you know, just say, you know, what's going on with all this stuff about Joe Biden or Hunter Biden? You know, they really shouldn't be talking about the president's son. I'm just giving you a preview, folks, of some of the talk show gold that we have been mining for you all day, ready to spring upon you in the overnight hours. And especially since just a couple of days ago on the program, we had some quotes from Joe Scarborough, and we thought, well, this is it. This is the best we're going to get from Joe Scarborough. But yet, he has topped himself, folks, and we are going to give credit where credit is due right here on this program. He's outdone himself, and when you hear it, I think you might agree. they'll do anything at this point. The desperation factor is off the charts. Mr. Spock in Star Trek would say, we've never seen readings like this, Captain. We've never seen readings like this. My sensors just don't make any sense at this point. All right, folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be a part of the program this morning. You can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com, if you'd like to send me a direct message. And welcome to everybody listening, of course, on our flagship station, AM 860 The Answer, there in Tampa, Florida. And everybody listening along the GCN network. GCN, of course, distributes our program to our great AM and FM affiliates out there across the country. And there are some really good things happening out there, and some really great things happening with GCN. So we appreciate what they are doing so very much. And folks, we are going to continue to race on into the Thursday edition of the program right here and right now. Of course, just briefly, I do want to mention, you know, our top stories. We do understand, of course, that Henry Kissinger has passed away at the age of 100. He's going to be, there's going to be criticism and there's going to be other kinds of praise, of course, heaped upon him with the news of his passing. 100 years old, my goodness, for one thing. But Henry Kissinger, of course, instrumental in opening China within the Nixon administration. Also instrumental in negotiating the peace accords, the Paris Peace Accords, which ended the U.S. involvement in Vietnam. Someone who continued to advise presidents and other statesmen and politicians for decades after leaving the post of Secretary of State under Nixon and then again under Ford. And so there was so much history involved with this particular man that it's we can't even really do it justice, I think, here on the program this morning. But we understand, of course, his family did flee Nazi oppression. And it's sort of apropos right now, of course, because the ideological, you know, descendants of what was Nazism back in the 1930s and 40s has been transferred somehow or taken up by Hamas. And they are actively trying to get rid of all the Jews and, in this case, stop the State of Israel. At that time, there was no modern state of Israel, of course. That came to being in 1948. But very apropos, a story about a man who had such an impact in U.S. history and world history to a great degree, also fled the very thing that we are also standing against and fighting against today. Rosalynn Carter also laid to rest after a very influential, very consequential life. She was, of course, First Lady with President Jimmy Carter during the Carter administration. Politics aside, I think the Carters are outstanding human beings and individuals. I think that the work that they both did, of course, even post-presidency, is absolutely admirable. Jimmy Carter, of course, in hospice care, but came to the memorial service, of course, for Rosalynn Carter, attended by the other living first ladies, of course. And to see him, to go to that end, I think was also a real testament to their love, to their relationship, and to their respect for one another. So Rosalynn Carter, I think, made it look easy. She comported herself with such poise at a time of, you know, talk about political division in the country, a time of real political upheaval, but hopefully what hopefully became a time of political healing, and I think in no small part she helped to contribute to that. So we also remember very fondly Rosalynn Carter as she is laid to rest. And I think a life very well lived, a very consequential life, and I think a very, very good person. So nothing but good things and fond memories to share for Rosalynn Carter. Okay, we're going to head out to the break here in just a little bit. When we come back, I do want to play you this quote from Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski. You're just not going to believe it, but this, again, you will see, my friends, this is the extent now to which the desperation is now going into overdrive about the investigations into Joe Biden. As we progress through the program this morning, we have some other great audio clips from Jim Jordan, for example, talking about the progress on the impeachment investigation and so forth. But my question to you would be, if they can or do have the sufficient evidence in terms of what would have to be done in the Senate trial and this kind of thing, should the House impeach Joe Biden at this point? Is it part of the tactic at this point? Or should they do it anyway? Or what should they do at this point? What's your opinion on that? But when we come back, we're going to hear from Joe Scarborough, audio clip. You're not going to believe it, folks, but I think it will absolutely entertain you on this Thursday morning. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Two words. Made in America.
You're listening to Title Woman.
All right, Thursday edition is here, is upon us, and we are literally rocking through it, folks. Welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to call in and opine this morning. We've already had some great calls, and I just really appreciate that. And it's really good to talk with everybody. And again, we're heading through the overnight hours, folks, across America. And that's what we do. That's what we love to do. So, all right. So once again, welcome back. We have a lot to talk about. So yes, I want to play you this, clip. Okay. I want to play you this clip here, this is from Joe Scarborough, I believe. And, I think we have that coming up here. Joe Scarborough is going to be talking about what he thinks Republicans need to listen to if they are going to be, continuing with this, with these attacks, as you'll hear, on Hunter Biden. So let's listen in, because as I said, just let me preface it with this: the desperation factor is now going off the charts. It's just that simple. Let's listen in.
And for Republicans who have ears to hear, hear. Because this is what Republicans, Mika, have overlooked from the start of this Hunter Biden hunt that they're on, to try to find something to attack him. Mike Barnicle just said every family,
yeah,
or most families, have a situation, maybe not just like Hunter Biden, but a situation where they don't want their children attacked publicly. They look at Joe Biden as a father and say, you got problems with Joe Biden, go after Joe Biden, leave the kids alone.
Okay, stop right there, stop right there. Okay, first of all, who wrote this? You know, I got to tell you, this this just doesn't seem to really hold water at this point because, you know, we're not talking about, for example, if you wanted to criticize Jimmy Carter back in the day, well, you wouldn't go after, you know, Amy Carter. You wouldn't investigate Amy Carter. You know, she was just a little kid at the time, for one thing. But, yes, it, generally speaking, the families of presidents are, and I think in so many ways, should be sort of left alone. And because they're not, you know, desiring really to be in the public eye, this kind of thing. You know, criminal issues and this kind of stuff, that might be a different story. But that seems to be what the story is here with Hunter Biden. The reason that they are investigating and looking so deeply with a microscope into Hunter Biden and wanting to come in and testify, as the others have testified, first privately and then perhaps a public hearing, is because there is good evidence that Hunter Biden seems to have been involved with these different issues and things having to do with Burisma, having to do with tracking back to his father. My goodness, Joe, look at the emails and so forth. Who's the big guy? And the big guy's got to get his cut. And we're sitting here, and don't forget, you know, and basically, I'm just paraphrasing, you know, my father can make your life a living, you know what, if you don't come through with this deal. This kind of stuff, my goodness. And so here we go. Here's Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski sort of going down into this area that, well, you know, people are just going to really resent this. They're just going to really resent this. It's not about trying to run down somebody's son. It's because this particular person got these great jobs. They seem to track again back with his dad, or going to China, this kind of stuff. I want to get into all this, but, you know, and the bank statements and stuff like that. So let's continue, because you just won't believe your ears. Let's continue.
That's the case. They still don't understand that in that first debate when Donald Trump attacked Hunter Biden, attacked Joe Biden's son, they don't understand how much that backfired. There were conservative, hardcore, right-wing, pro-Trump conservatives whose articles I read, whose columns I read after that, who were outraged that Donald Trump went after another man's child.
Okay, stop right there. First of all, of course, even at that time, is that, correct me if I'm wrong, was that the time when a lot of this information about Hunter Biden was being suppressed, basically, or was it making its way out into the big world because the story was being sort of trampled upon? You got me there, Joe. I'm wondering if you remember it maybe a little bit differently, I guess. But you see, it's the setup here. You know, set it up so that, you know, hey, if you're talking about Hunter Biden, who happens to be the son of Joe Biden, well, then you're just creating this, you're creating this atmosphere where we're going after the president's kids or politicians' kids. That's not what's happening at all. I think the American people do say, hey, look, sometimes people have a problem in their family. And, yes, they would rather not talk about it, but especially if it's not consequential in terms of a politician, not consequential in terms of doing their job or having some method of touching their job. Like, for example, my kid is doing this, and it influenced my decision-making over here. Because my kid was involved in this shady group of characters, and somehow my decisions got influenced by that, or I made favorable decisions, this kind of thing. But if your kid, and unfortunately this is the truth for too many people in our society, but they may have an issue, they may have a problem, and they need to get help for that. Well, the American people would simply say, well, that's take care of your business. That's none of our business. But the Hunter Biden business has been made into our business. So let's continue. I want you to hear some a little bit more of this. Let's go.
No, Joe Biden, and that's the problem here. To your point, every family knows or struggles with mental health challenges or knows someone who has struggled and suffered, as Hunter has, and has done things that are against their core values. Every family is struggling in some way. Another thing voters are, many of them, parents. And when you go after Joe Biden's son, as you pointed out, the reason why it was such a turnoff is because it not only was it his son, it was his remaining son. Like, how sick can you be? Especially when you don't have any evidence. And by the
okay,
way,
stop right there. Again, you know, I don't disagree overall with what Mika's saying. If people have challenges or mental health challenges, you want the parents to be able to help their children. But it's like she's omitting the thing that Hunter Biden is involved with all these various things, for example, and all that tracks back or touches somehow Joe Biden as either vice president or in between vice president and president, the big guy, and then as president. This is a big story because I will guarantee you that if we're talking about, Don Jr. or something, and it was the same exact situation, they would be saying, Trump's not qualified to be president. This is way too much. We don't know what corruption could be there. We don't know who might have influence. We just can't answer these questions. So the better part of valor is you can't be president. And that's exactly what they would be saying. They would never be, you're standing up and say, oh, no, you cannot go after this guy. And in other words, sort of, this is the old setting up a straw man and knocking it down and simply saying, doesn't this look evil what they're doing and so forth? But they're omitting some, I don't know, pretty important aspects of this. All this, my friends, to get to the idea that the desperation meter, they're going to have to get a new one, evidently, because this current one is just maxed out. It doesn't go any higher. But there's still a lot more input, a lot more signal coming into that meter. And that meter is just going to go, it can't take it anymore. So at the very least, they're going to have to get a new meter that tells them when they're going off the deep end. Because, I don't know, it looks to me like they're just happily going off the deep end with this. But it is desperation. Make no mistake about it. If anything, the American people also want the truth. And they want to understand, no matter who that politician might be, are they influenced? Are they compromised in some way? That goes to all of our security. That's what we should be talking about. Oh, well. I got to tell you, like I said, talk show gold, everybody. We struck the mother lode. Stay right there. We're coming right back.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. As the highest-ranking Jewish official in America, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer expressed his obligation to address the surge in anti-Semitism in the U.S.
The vitriol against Israel in the wake of October 7th is all too often crossing a line into brazen and widespread anti-Semitism.
Hamas has released two Israeli-Russian hostages as part of the truce deal with Israel. Eight additional hostages are expected to be free. The temporary ceasefire between the two sides is set to expire today, with discussions underway about a potential extension of the agreement. A U.S. military V-22 Osprey aircraft with six people aboard crashed off the coast of western Japan.
According to the Coast Guard, at least one person was killed in that crash. Witnesses reported seeing fire come from the Osprey's left engine, and it did attempt an emergency sea landing.
Dave Collins, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thursday edition, folks, and we are humming along this morning, and whatever you're doing, wherever you are, I'm glad that you're spending some time with us here along the airwaves this morning, and we have so much more to tell you about, so much more to talk about, and we've also got, of course, our great contributors coming up here in just a little bit. We got Denise Simon coming up in just about 20 minutes or so as we go to the tail end of segment number four, a little before the top of the hour, after our second Trucker Traveler report. And, of course, we'll be talking with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, also in hour three this morning. And then in hour four, at the bottom of the hour, we'll be talking with Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America. That website, of course, cv4a.org. That's cv4a.org. And I've got a story here this morning about a veteran who evidently was moved out of a New York City shelter, evidently to make way for some migrants. Here's a vet, and evidently he's 94 years old, so I'm sure that Jimmy will be able to speak to that. And of course, it's outrageous. There's no doubt about that. But we'll also talk with Jimmy about many of these different, very important veterans issues. And especially as we approach into the holidays, of course, Thanksgiving kicked it all off. But as we approach through the month of December, as we head towards Christmas time, New Year's, and so forth, sometimes there are some unique struggles that our veterans go through. So we'll be talking with Jimmy T. Smith again from Concerned Veterans for America, right at the bottom of the hour, in hour number four. All right, so once again, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. And also head on over to kylewarrenshow.com if you'd like to send me a direct message this morning as well. We sure appreciate it when you do that. That is a great way of doing that. And also, of course, that clip from Joe Scarborough that we heard, and Mika Brzezinski, of course, that we heard right before the break, really just speaks volumes, doesn't it? It just really speaks volumes. Well, of course, they were talking about, you know, you can't go after Hunter Biden. Don't even discuss it, I guess, because there's what? There's no evidence? There's nothing like that? Well, let's listen up here to... Let's listen to one of the press conferences that was held yesterday on November 29th. And this has to do with, I believe, Jim Jordan as well, talking about, I think we have that one. We've got Jim Jordan talking about the investigation into Hunter Biden and Joe Biden, but essentially where a lot of this intersects. So let's take a moment here. Let's listen in to Jim Jordan here real briefly talking about the evidence that Biden benefited from corrupt influence peddling. And again, as I recall, right, there are some serious allegations by which there seems to be enough there to follow up on regarding Biden and even Hunter Biden. Let's listen in.
Jamie, this story is as old as time. You have a politician who does certain things. Those actions benefit his family financially, and then there's an effort to sweep it all under the rug. And we know this has happened. The best example is to use the Ukrainian energy company Burisma. Four key facts. Hunter Biden gets put on the board of Burisma. Fact number one. Fact number two. He's not qualified to be on the board. He said so himself in an ABC interview. He said he got the job because of his last name. Fact number three. The executives at Burisma asked Hunter Biden specifically, will you weigh in with folks in D.C. to help us deal with the pressure we are under? A few days later, Joe Biden gets on a plane, flies to Kyiv, and announces that you will not get the money that was already approved unless you fire the prosecutor who was applying the pressure. That all happens. That all happens. Those key facts happen. And those facts are confirmed by some of the evidence we've uncovered already. This 1023 form, where the confidential human source told the FBI it was reported in this form. Those are the key facts, and now it's important. We got a lot of those key facts when we interviewed one of Hunter Biden's business partners, Mr. Archer. It's important we talk to the others. We need to talk to Eric Schwerman. We need to talk to Rob Walker. We need to talk to Tony Bobulinski. And we are in conversations with their lawyers, and we think those are going to happen. And we need to talk to Jim Biden, who's also in business with Hunter Biden. Those things need to happen, and then, as the chairman just...
So there you have it. There you have Jim Jordan talking about that. I think... You know, and he's that was kind of rapid fire, by the way, too, wasn't it? It's pretty rapid fire. But, you know, this just goes to show that you're not sort of singling out Hunter Biden and just sort of going, well, you know, here's the thing. We're just going to go over after the president's son. And as Mika Brzezinski said, his remaining son. You know, I think that's pretty disingenuous to begin with. Yeah, I don't know one person who thinks that it's, you know, the pain that the Bidens as a family and his parents experienced at the death of Bo Biden, that would just be cruel, right? And we're not cruel people. But to be portrayed as such, I think, is incredibly wrong and incredibly disingenuous. But nevertheless, again, it shows that there is that desperation factor that's happening there. They don't know what else to do because, and I'm just going to use a phrase here that was used about Donald Trump, I don't know, about 100 million times, it seems, on various networks, and it almost became the mantra of the day in many cases, and that is, the walls are closing in. on Donald Trump. The walls are closing in, and you switch the channel up. The walls, of course, they're closing in. More walls closing in today. Today, the walls again began closing in on the president. And you'd hear this all over the place, right? Well, the walls really are closing in on the Joe Biden issue. And that is because, number one, there's a lot there that they're unpacking. There's a lot there that they're unpacking. And number two, you've got the polls and the popularity of Joe Biden, which is lacking, obviously. And I don't know how easy it's going to be for him to try to regain that, but it doesn't seem to me that that's going to be in the offing, easy to do, because it's much easier to lose the votes and this kind of thing than it is to get them back. And that's because people are looking around, they're watching what's happening in their own lives, and they're saying, hey, I'm not better off than I was 4 years ago. Something is seriously wrong here. And again, along the Hunter Biden line, this is from Newsmax. An email from an investigator about bank money laundering shows he raised concerns in 2018 about money from China that allegedly was used to fund a $40,000 check to President Joe Biden. The email obtained by subpoena from the House Committee on Oversight and Accountability shows the investigators' concerns about an initial $5 million funding from the Northern International Capital Holdings, an affiliate CEFC China Energy, which is linked to the Chinese government, and subsequent erratic payments to Hudson West III, Hunter Biden's joint venture with a Chinese national, and Owasco PC, an entity owned by, all together now, and can I get a big boomy voice for that, owned by Hunter Biden. That's right. So now there's nothing to see here. Move along. Move along, folks. There's nothing to see here. What are you, a bunch of people who are just going after Hunter Biden to get to Joe Biden? And none of this has any, there's no there? Well, there seems like there's a lot of there. And there's enough there that in order to even treat this like, for example, it might be a grand jury investigation, or it might be a preliminary hearing where you look at evidence and the judge says there's enough evidence to go and find the rest of the story, to find the rest of the evidence. Well, these are the kinds of things that we're dealing with here. Article says also the bank investigator emphasized how Hudson West III did not have any investment projects at the time, yet money was being paid to Owasco PC without any services provided. Sound familiar? I don't know. I think we made the point. 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you. And we are coming back with the next Trucker Travel Report. We'll be talking with Denise Simon as well. Stay right there, because we have so much more to do on this program this morning. And once again, we're having fun. We hope you are too. Stay right there.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back. As we race into segment number four of hour number two, and we hope that you're doing well this morning. We're definitely having a lot of fun here on the program, and we're going to go right into our next Trucker Traveler report here in just a moment. And I do want to read you a comment that we received here. I really appreciate this comment. I really do. This is from Joan, listening on GCN from Seattle. So that's really cool, all the way up to Seattle. And she's saying, Kyle, I so appreciated your comments about Louisiana Senator John Kennedy last night. Yeah, we had a great audio clip from him. She says his straightforward, no-nonsense approach to common sense politics injected with his witty humor is so very refreshing and uplifting today. Agree with you 100%, John. Absolutely. She goes on to say, thankful for your insights into the day's headlines and for Denise's wonderful addition to the show also. Well, again, I appreciate the kind words so very much. It means the world to me, and I wholeheartedly agree with your take on Denise as well. We're going to be talking with Denise Simon here in just a few moments. So thanks again, Joan, listening in Seattle on GCN. They're on the GCN stream, I believe. So we really appreciate it and glad to hear from you. Absolutely. All right, folks, let's head over here. We got another great song to keep you going, keep you revved up as we go through the morning. And you might remember this one. It wasn't probably as big a hit as their other song that was called Two Princes, But this is Spin Doctors with Little Miss Can't Be Wrong. Everybody, that's Spin Doctors and Little Miss Can't Be Wrong. And I always thought that's one of their best songs as well. It's got such a great groove to it, and it really rocks. And again, all the little pieces of that seem to be right in the right spot. It's got an attitude, it's got an energy, and the musicianship is top-notch there. And really, I just really enjoyed that. So I'm glad to share it with you this morning. Okay, let's take a quick look here. Of course, we did hear from Joan in Seattle. They've got, looks like, a hydrologic outlook that's prominent on the map here. Period of active weather returns to western Washington Thursday and continues into next week as a series of frontal systems are poised Pacific Northwest. Snow levels start out between 1,500 and 2,000 feet on Thursday, but rise closer to 6,000 and 7,000 by Sunday as deeper moisture affects over the region in association with an atmospheric river. Boy, that's not the words, unfortunately, that we want to tell all our friends in Seattle about, because we know what those atmospheric rivers feel like down here in Southern California. So do be careful and begin to batten down the hatches. We also have winter weather watches up in northern Idaho this morning. Heavy snow possible. Total accumulation 1 to 2 feet in the mountains and 4 to 8 inches in the valleys. Now, where is this going to be happening? Dobson Pass, 4th of July Pass, Kellogg, Fernwood, Lookout Pass, Wallace, Mulan, also Osborne, Pinehurst, and St. Marie's. Now, when is this going to be happening? Well, from Friday afternoon through Sunday afternoon. So if you're going to be trucking through that area, I-90 up through 4th of July and so forth, coming on down maybe perhaps on your way to Missoula, Montana, you've got that to contend with. Boise, Idaho, also winter storm watch going on in that area. area. We also have snow on the radar map tonight, this morning, Gallup, New Mexico. You got some snow coming through there, I-40, down I-25, Socorro, New Mexico, and then over in Arizona, Flagstaff. You've also got snow in that area right now, so you definitely want to be aware of that. And also north of Flagstaff, up towards the border with Utah, you definitely got a lot of snow and snow mixed with rain going on over there. So do be careful out there. We want you to get there all in one piece. And once again, it's our privilege, our pleasure, and really it's our great pleasure to be able to give you some warnings here and to help you out if you're traveling across the highways and byways. All right, well, let's bring in Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, you know, well, first of all, by the way, I wanted to share with you, we just got some comments from Joan listening up in Seattle, and she's giving her appreciation for the program, and we appreciate that. And she's also saying she's very thankful for your wonderful addition to the show, she says. So I wanted to pass that on to you. That's right. Yeah, absolutely. We appreciate those comments so much. We kind of live for them, and we really do appreciate it.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, and it's very nice of Joan to say that. Well, you know, Denise, we've heard now, of course, this truce has been extended here. So what do we know about that, and what do you think is going to be in the offing here?
I think it's only one more day. Initially, Israel declined it because Hamas was only going to release 7, and that was unacceptable. And I don't know about the discussion where there were some Hamas, where they broke the ceasefire yesterday. So I don't know what part of that was in the discussion. But one more day. In fact, this agreement came 15 minutes before the ceasefire was to end.
Right. Yeah, that's big. Yeah.
So, here we are with one day. We'll see where this necessarily leads us.
Yes, exactly. Well, and of course, we continue with these different calls for Israel to tamp it all down. What did you think about the House vote yesterday, I believe, that or the day before yesterday, that where they affirmed Israel's right to exist, but you had Rashida Tlaib voting present, you had Thomas Massie, I believe, voting against it, and one other, I believe, just not voting at all. Yeah.
Thomas Massie, he's an independent thinker, and he, on record, he appears to be voting for the wrong way. But if you understand that he didn't like this specific language, it's not that he wouldn't have voted for it, but he thought the language is a little too loose. You can certainly see a split in parts of the squad faction.
Yeah.
When it comes to Israel and Hamas. But interestingly enough, I would travel on over to Oakland, California.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell you what, can you hold that thought real quick? We're going to hit the break, and we'll come back after the top of the hour news, everybody. Stay right there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.